Blackstone Publishing presents Power Failure by Ben Bova. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. To Rashida, of course. It is not because things are too difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are too difficult. Seneca. Tomlinson Mansion.
"Wow," whispered Tammy. "Talk about old money."
Jake Ross glanced down at his wife. Tammy had never seen the Tomlinson Mansion before. The black liveried butler ushered Jake and his wife through the marble columned entry and down the wide, thickly carpeted corridor that bisected the mansion's ground floor. Photographic portraits and oil paintings of Tomlinson family members going back to colonial times decorated the walls. The portrait of Alexander Tomlinson, stiffly erect, stern, almost haughty, was draped in black. With a whispered, "In here, sir," the butler opened the double doors to what ordinarily was the formal dining room. The usual furniture had been moved out. The room now held Alexander Tomlinson's open coffin on a black-draped bier, with a small circle of stiff-backed chairs for the somberly dressed mourners. The old man had been well past 80. But as he lay in his coffin, he looked to Jake as if he just might open his eyes, sit up, and demand to know what all the fuss was about. Tall and lean as a saber, Alexander Tomlinson had been the head of the family almost all his adult life. It was his indomitable will that had driven his son Franklin into the United States Senate. Senator B. Franklin Tomlinson got up from his chair in the little circle of family members and greeted Jake with an extended hand.